Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very harried Michael Collins Piper here making a farewell performance tonight. Now, don't get too excited. All I mean is farewell for the week. As I told you last night, I will not be live with you during the week ahead, but you will have Mark Glenn sitting in during my absence for at least some of those nights and maybe all of those nights, and I'm sure Mark will not be necessarily alone. He may have some celebrity guests. In any case, I'm looking forward to this very interesting trip, a very surprise trip that has come up this week, just within the last few days, actually, within a week, I'm going to the Islamic Republic of Iran. I've been there before. Believe me, folks, when I tell you, it's not what you've heard in the mass media in America. Iran may not be perfect, but neither then is the good old United States of America. All of us have our problems in all of our countries, and that's just the way it is. But in any case, I'm looking forward to the trip. It's going to be very interesting, going to be a lot of interesting people there. And, of course, when I come back, and yes, I am going to be coming back, maybe if not as a human being, certainly as a ghost haunting Abraham Foxman and lots of other people. When I come back, I will be bringing you a full report, presumably, about the events taking place that I'm attending. So, with that having been said, folks, don't have any particular guests lined up here this evening. So, I think what we're going to do is go ahead and open it up to the callers and let you say what you have to say here tonight, because I know a lot of people have a lot of things to say, and well, let's just do it. Let's go to the callers right now if we have any. I do believe we have Dave from Massachusetts already aboard with us. Dave, why don't you come on up?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Michael. Yeah, I called in right away because I'm out on the road, so I could hear the show over my cell phone.
Okay.
Hey, listen, you know, the only problem with you going to Iran, though, is now, if Bush bombs Iran while you're over there, and then if he's ever brought up in The Hague or something as an international war criminal, and they accuse him of nuking the Iranian people, then he can just deny it and say, no, I didn't nuke the Iranian people. I nuked Michael Collins Piper.
Well, like I said, if he does, I will put in an appearance. You will see me materialize right there in The Hague in a cloud of cigar smoke, and maybe even with a little cocktail glass full of Jack Daniel's whiskey.
You're in the bathtub. You know, that's the way you described the cigar and the whiskey in the bathtub. It sounded more like a whorehouse than your mother's house.
Yeah, I thought that would, you know, and that story is absolutely true, and I thought it kind of added some grotesque humor to the whole point that here I was reading Bible stories and found actually that those Bible stories were full of violence and pornography and all sorts of stuff.
Can I pull over?
I just wouldn't have thought I would find in the Bible.
Oh, okay.
Dave, I tell you what, we are going to our first break here, so this is my invitation to anyone else who wants to call in to go ahead and call in. We are going to have a full hour here, basically, of calls tonight. The number here is 800-313-9443.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression. varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our homestead collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We're taking phone calls here tonight. We already have some callers lined up. You know, before we went to the break, I don't mean to be flippant about things, but, you know, as I say, we had Mark Glenn on here the other night with a guest hosting for me, and he had a very controversial show in which he, well, he expressed some opinions about politics and religion and how they interact, particularly in regard to our most unfortunate U.S. Middle East policy. And I think Mark made some valid points. And when Mark first expressed his opinions to me in this regard, I related to him that quite true and I think rather comic story that Dave was alluding to earlier. It is controversial. But you know what? Anytime you get into politics and religion, it's controversial. And, you know, we saw it here the other night. Dave from Massachusetts, I do believe, is still aboard with us. Dave, are you there?
I'm Michael. Thanks.
Yeah, now, we had Dave on the other night, and we had Keith from Indiana, and I don't think you could find two people who disagree more vehemently about the topic we were discussing, and yet at the same time, I think these two guys, like so many other people, definitely agree that the one thing that binds them together is the very problem that I talk about so much on this show, and which I think is the overarching, overreaching political issue in America today, the immense conglomeration of power, particularly media power, which translates into political power, that's being held in the hands of the Jewish lobby. Have I summarized things correctly there vis-a-vis your attitude for example, the differing opinions that Keith has, Dave?
To a certain extent, Mark. I mean, Michael. But hey, you know,
Keith called into Mr. Statmiller's show again today, and you know, I'll tell you what kind of finally crystallized in my mind, Michael, is I hope Mark Glenn is listening, because I think Keith is definitely a full-blooded Israelite, and I think I can prove it. The congregation of Israel, you know, in the Old Testament, in biblical times, the congregation of Israel was notorious, Michael, for all their whining and their griping and complaining.
Oh, you're nasty, Dave.
they even used the, you know, they used the term murmuring, they'd murmur against Moses. That means like grumbling under your breath and everything. But, you know, I didn't start listening to RBN since last January when the Liberty Hour first came on. But ever since last January, I've just heard, you know, Keith on saying, nobody knows God's law. Nobody knows who God made his covenant with. Nobody knows who the Jews are.
You know, it occurs to me, Dave, that you and Keith should have your own show.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll probably be both calling in a lot when Mark Glenn fills in for you, you know?
Yeah, I almost feel sorry for Mark.
Israelites, they're known as the whiners of ancient histories.
Well, you know, speaking of whining, you know, I saw this, I guess you've heard about our good friend Rahm Emanuel's father already has put his son in the soup. He made some racist remarks about Arabs, and here we have the chief of staff in the first minority American president's administration apologizing for the racist bigotry of his father, a former terrorist, a former Jewish terrorist in Palestine, made some flippant remarks suggesting that all Arabs are janitors or some such words to this effect, that the average person, the average American hearing these racist bigoted remarks out of this Jewish terrorist would not understand the context of them, but the context of those remarks was fully understood throughout Palestine and throughout the Arab world, and it's a real damn shame that this racist bigot, or I don't want to call Rahm Emanuel a racist bigot, because he had to apologize. He had to apologize for his father's bigotry, but nonetheless, his father is one of the great heroes of Israel. And if this is the kind of mindset there is among the people who are considered heroes in Israel, then I'm pretty scared about what Barack Obama is doing with someone like Rahm Emanuel in his inner circle.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's right, Michael. I think, you know, I have this feeling, Michael, that I know in a way it doesn't make any sense, but I almost have a feeling that this Barack Hussein Obama is actually going to be even more of a menace to the Middle East than John McCain and Sarah Palin, because he's going to be able to commit his genocide and everything, and nobody's going to be able to accuse him of being a racist or anti-Arab with the name Hussein and the color.
Dave, that's a frightening possibility, but I tell you what I think is going to be a bigger problem for Barack Obama. I just saw an article in the Washington Post or the New York Times the other day. I even use the term Hispanic community loosely, because there's a big debate within the Spanish speaking and Spanish surnamed population in the United States as to what to call them. In any case, I've seen some of the leaders of some of their organizations saying that there should be two or three people of Hispanic or Latino or Latin or Spanish surname descent, however you want to call it, in the Obama cabinet. Well, that's going to come as a surprise to a lot of black Americans, and it's going to come as a surprise to a lot of other people, too. So you might see some real, real heavy-handed infighting and jockeying for power inside the Obama administration between all these different groups that are laying a claim to Barack Obama. But, you know, it's kind of funny. I saw in the New York Times, or again, maybe it was the Washington Post the other day, a listing of three or four more key people in Barack Obama's inner circle, the people who are going to be telling him what to think and who to select. And, you know, I know people are going to accuse me of being an anti-Semite or a neo-Nazi for saying this, but I couldn't help but notice that, like, two of the three or three of the four people named all happen to be Jewish. And I'm just wondering, considering the fact that Jews only constitute, what, 2% of the population, as one of our callers mentioned last night, and yet here they seem to be the people who are telling Barack Obama what to think. And, you know, I tell you, if I was an American of African slave descent, I'd be pissed off, frankly, that Barack Obama didn't have more blacks in his inner circle. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, oh yeah, I think the black communities, sooner or later, they're all going to realize that they've been betrayed by Obama, just like us white people have always realized that we've been betrayed by our white presidents. And but Michael, my last thought, I'll let you move on, but you know this 2% of the population, the Jews being 2% of the population, if you look at a slave kingdom, if you look, you know, like in ancient Egypt or anywhere, but you Babylon, but if you look at a slave kingdom, only about 2% of the population are the masters. And the rest of the 98% are slaves. The masters, there's always way more slaves than there are masters. So It makes sense that the Jews are 2% of the population and the rest of the 98% are slaves.
Well, you know, I tell you, this has been a very, very common phenomenon throughout history. And Professor Norman Cantor, who is a Jewish American academic, has written in his book, The Sacred Chain, that Jewish power in America today is greater than it was even during the Weimar Republic, that tragic era that led to the rise of Adolf Hitler, the most evil man ever to walk across the world stage. So, you know, this is the kind of thing that, I guess I can understand why American Jews might be a little bit worried. You know, they're constantly crying about anti-Semitism, and I guess maybe they're looking back in history and seeing that in previous times, time and time again in various countries where Jewish people have achieved such titanic wealth and power, there has almost inevitably been an uprising of one sort or another. And, you know, it's kind of interesting now because we have this black president who is going to have a lot of pressures on him, as I say, from a lot of different groups in this country. We have a rising Latino population. We have an immensely wealthy Jewish population. We have a black population that is suffering immensely. And then everybody else, too. You know what I mean? So there's all these pressures on Barack Obama, and if it's perceived that he is favoring Jewish people and Jewish interests in any way, it's going to be a problem for him.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to have Louis Farrakhan pissed off at me.
That's right. That's right.
Nation of Islam, you know. So yeah, you know the last thing, Michael, Alan Stang calls Barack Obama Hussein all the time in his show. But you know what? I'll never be able to call him president. But what I call him, I think, is what I'll be calling him even after he's president. Is I just call him Yo Mama.
Well, I tell you what. I'm still giving Barack Obama a chance. I want to see what he does when the Jewish lobby comes to him and says, Mr. President, and they will call him Mr. President at first, when they say to him, Mr. President, we're giving you your marching orders. We want you to go out there and bomb Iran. And I think that's going to be a very telling moment in the Barack Obama administration. It's going to determine a lot of things. Will he be a John F. Kennedy? Or will he be a George W. Bush?
Okay,
all right,
Michael,
Dave, thanks for your
show.
I'll talk to you whenever I get back from Iran. Well, we have a lot of callers lined up here, folks, and we will proceed to the other callers. Oh, my God. I'm not going to tell you who's up next, but you'll recognize his voice.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cardivite helps in so many other ways. So order your 4-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite, circulation for life.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I strolled out into my living room, and there's the Hound of the Baskervilles lounging across the open suitcase. I just mentioned to the Hound of the Baskervilles that I would be out of town and that if any parasites put in an appearance, any hookworms that look like Abe Foxman or somebody from the Mossad, to bite. And the house sitter knows where the raid can is kept, so the house sitter will be responsible for releasing poison gas. Poison gas. All right, well, as threatened, I'm going to bring up our next caller. You know who it is, folks. We always advise them not to ride in an open motorcade in Dallas. It's Jim from Texas.
Mike?
Jim.
I was hoping to be among the first to wish you a bon voyage on your trip to Tehran, but I know deep down that Abraham Foxman already beat me to it, so it's kind of a lost cause.
Yeah.
To go back to your last night's show with your caller from California.
Oh, yeah, I've gotten some emails and quite a few comments about that.
I was kind of cringing a little bit while I was listening to that because you were kind of victimized by Jewish style argument B. Argument A is to call you every name that they know: evil, Nazi, racist, bigot, homophobic, Hitler admirer, or anything else they can throw at you. And plan B in their argument is to take what you say and return it with a question, which he did. You know, he said, you know, you talk about the Jewish control. Just how much Jewish control do you think there is? And then you push it a little bit further and a little bit further. Well, is it total Jewish control? And no matter what statement you made, he returned it with a question to try and push you further and further. You know, what percentage of Jews are innocent, do you think?
And yeah, always, I mean, it's like I'm supposed to be able to give exact, if I can't provide an exact percentage, that means then, therefore, that my argument falls. Or, yeah, it's... You know, somebody once said to me, and I thought it was rather interesting, that when you're discussing subjects like this with Jews, or to a certain extent with people who are taking the Jewish position on this issue, you cannot argue it because the point always comes full circle back to where you started out, and you can never seriously finish the argument. So that's kind of what was going on last night.
Well, it's kind of the way they always argue. It's easy to spot when you stop and think about it. But
I mean, you know, Jim, hey, let's look at it this way. We can put it very, very simply here. Do the Arabs control ABC, CBS, and NBC? Do the Arabs control Time, Newsweek, U.S. News and World Report? Do the Arabs control the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Chicago Tribune and the Los Angeles Times? The answer to that is a very simple no. But do Jews or Jewish interests control all of the aforementioned? And the simple answer to that is yes. It's that simple.
A better answer.
And those are major media voices that control many, many other newspapers directly and have an indirect influence on many, 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 many others. So the answer is yes, the Jews do control the media, number one. And number two, through their control of the media, the Jews do, if not control the American political process outright, certainly have a major impact on it. It's that simple, no argument.
But a better example would be, could the Croatian American Society pick up the phone and have David Duke's conference canceled and wiped out, or ours last October out in California?
Good for you, Jim, absolutely.
They couldn't do it. All the Jews got to do is pick up the phone, and the entire law enforcement of the United States swings into action, right down to the county sheriff. They got
them
to declare a martial law, practically.
Absolutely.
No other group ever had that kind of power, ever.
Yeah, Jim, that's a perfect example. Now, no one, Jim, no serious human being, no human being, I should say, can call in here and contradict what you just said. There is absolutely no other political group, no other group in this country that has the clout to do precisely that. Any other hotel, if they got a call from the Serbian American Society or the Croatian American Society or the Polish American Society, they would say, well, we're sorry, we already have a contract with Mr. Duke's organization, so we're going to have to go ahead and honor that contract and have the conference.
And it's a matter of civil rights.
Yeah, exactly. We have freedom of speech in this country, they would say.
And freedom of assembly.
Yes, but the Constitution goes down the toilet, out the door, out the window, however you want to put it. To hell with the Constitution. To hell with what we value as what are supposed to be our liberties in this country when it comes to offending, quote-unquote, groups such as American Jewish groups and the Jewish lobby that absolutely will brook no dissent, no opposition. I say to hell with them. I'm tired of it.
And should you ever talk to this fellow from California again, you might ask him as to where all these multitude of innocent Jews who have no political leanings one way or another are just trying to mind their own business. I didn't hear about 200,000 or 300,000 of them descending on Memphis, demanding that that hotel honor its contract, that these people had every right to meet, no matter what they're discussing.
That's how it works. Welcome to America. Jim, thanks for your call. When we come back, more calls.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 post-paid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have a full lineup of callers here. You know, just another comment talking about this aspect of Jewish power and so forth in the political arena in this country. You know, here's the deal. Okay, yes. Yes, under our Constitution, under our system of government, all different people have the right to organize for political power, and that includes the Jews. But the problem is this. The Jews want it all for themselves. And when I say that, what I mean is this, that while they're out there organizing and raising tens of millions of dollars, we just saw a Jewish organization spend $50 million putting out an anti-Muslim screed on videos sent to 28 million households, I believe, in this country. Okay, they're out there spending all this money and funding these politicians and using their influence in the media, and then when anybody criticizes them or anybody takes a position contrary to them, what do they say? Oh, my God, Hitler killed 6 million Jews. That has absolutely no relation whatsoever to any political developments, any political issues in this country today. But no, they scream about Adolf Hitler, and there was a Holocaust, and oh, my God, and this and that, and blah, 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 blah. Look, I'm tired of hearing about the Holocaust. To hell with the damned Holocaust. Let's go to our next caller, Paul in Delaware.
How you doing, Mike?
How are you, Paul?
All right. I've been trying to speak to you for a while, but I just wanted to say, and I hope I get as much callers time as David, because I'm interested in results. So first I'd like to say that I agree with you about your position as far as Jews. My argument is that individuals have been arguing for a very long time, and it seems that their argument is more of an argument of whining instead of an argument of scientific discussion to where we get results.
Okay, well, what? Give us some scientific discussion and that will get us some results.
Okay, there's so much that I would like to tell you, but first, you know, there's so many bizarre things that you have to deal with, and you have to have someone that is not living a life of belief. And that's the main point I'd like to make is you've got cult members that deal with belief. And the argument is that with the Jewish issue, okay, we all agree. Now that we agree, what is the problem and how do we solve it? And what I see is this. I find that we have Jews that are in power, but part of the reason that you can blame them for having the power that they have is because of Christianity.
Okay, I can agree with that.
Which, by the way, is, I don't know a lot about Nazis, but I can say that the skinheads, the Nazis, the people who have issues with Jews, I call them bagels because that's just my own word for them. But the thing is, how do you call yourself a Christian nation and be against Jews, and you have this white Christian this and that, and here you are living off of a Jewish book? And I'll tell you what I see with white.
Wait, I'm sorry, living, what did you say, living off of a Jewish what?
Jewish book.
Oh, Jewish book, okay, all right,
yeah,
go ahead.
The Bible, I mean, I think we all can agree that it was Jews, even though they have different people that are claiming to be the real Jews, which is another thing we've got to get to the bottom of. But what I see is this. Part of what got, okay, here's how I look at the world from 14 years of research. And that is, I'm living amongst people who have their own individual beliefs and choose to believe what they want to believe, or if they don't want to believe it, they just say they don't believe it.
Okay.
And we've got to get out of this belief, because when you're living a life of belief, you're nothing more than a cult member. So I don't care what religion or what belief or what theory or whatever it is in your life, theories, beliefs, they're all in the realm of dealing with cult members. Now, what I'm going to say about the Jews is the Jews are a cult group. And another thing I'd like to say about the Jews is this. They are at the, there is like a murky water between those who call themselves Jews, like the Rothschilds and so forth, and those who are the, you know, are the Jews that profit off of the Second World War, while others of them were, you know, Hitler had dealt with a lot of Jews during the Second World War, but a lot of them were in concentration camps at the same time. So what I see regarding the Jewish issue is this. Okay, your last caller talked about the Jewish people only making up 3% of the world's population. How do they get so much power? And I'll tell you why they get so much power, because of their belief. What is their belief? That everyone else is chattel, goyim, cattle, sheep, to be herded, to be sheared, to be slaughtered, to live off of. And their belief is also this, that they are God's chosen people. And so if you believe that, which everyone, people love to believe what they would want to believe. You could have a cheating girlfriend, but if you don't want to believe that she's cheating and she tells you, no, I'm not cheating, irrespective of what the evidence and what you're starting to get the vibe of, they'll say, okay, I believe that she's not. And so people love to believe what they would love to believe because that's the world, the matrix they want to live in. And so the Jews have convinced themselves that they are superior. And because of that kind of thought, in a roundabout way, they have, in some respect, become superior. The other aspect that I see that make Jews superior is the fact of their breeding. If we don't understand the power of breeding, if you know anything about the breeding of dogs or horses or even just everyday, you know, or how about humans? Let's go back 400 years of slavery in America, where you could find advertisement of, hey, I've been breeding these docile, low-temperament Mandingo slaves with these very docile heifer black slaves, and buy them from me because my slaves, I have bred them the best way. I mean, human beings have to come to a conscious realization that breeding, as bizarre as Adolf Hitler sounded, and I'm not saying I agree with him, but like everything else, people do have some logic, even if they have a lot of illogic in their life. And we got to understand that breeding is important. So when you're out here breeding with individuals, understand what you're breeding with. See what you're breeding with before you run out here and make a bunch of babies that maybe you can't even take care of. So that is, you know, two things, cult groups and the cult mentality and the breeding. So when we look at the Jewish issue, we have an individual group that I'm not saying that from a breeding perspective, they're not good people. I'm saying they're not good people because they're almost going in reverse now. It started out as a good thing in a certain kind of way. I can understand wanting to breed, but then what are you breeding with? You're breeding with a bunch of cult members who believe that they are the superior and only individuals on earth. And when you can understand that, then you can recognize why an individual stays and will always protect that Jewish type of mentality. The other thing is, how did we get ourselves in the position where 3% of the population, and guess what? The last caller talked about you have a certain amount of masters and a certain amount of slaves. To some degree, I've got to say that the people who have to deal with the issues they cry about, it's unfortunate, but it's because you haven't understood that you're a master. Just like Obama's followers, that they threw all their hopes and dreams and all of their responsibilities on the shoulder of Obama, they don't understand all he has to do is take the bag off of his shoulder. Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, nothing is going to get done. See, as long as you're waiting for Obama or some other savior, see, cult members always need saviors.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have to understand is realize who you are and then either wake up to who you are, and if you don't have enough interfortitude to do it, understand your position and understand that you are a slave.
Paul, I tell you what, you know, I'd like to have you on a little bit longer. I've listened with great interest. Excuse me. I've listened with great interest to everything you had to say, and I hope some people out there did likewise. So I want to thank you for that call. Very interesting analysis, and I hope you'll call back again soon.
Yes, sir. I will.
Thank All right. You. Very interesting call, ladies and gentlemen. Very interesting call. Let's go to Mike in Dallas. Mike, you've been very patient. Come on up.
Yeah, that was a very interesting call, Michael. I enjoyed listening to him.
Yeah.
Only thing I would say that I might correct him on is I wouldn't necessarily say that their behavior and their breeding has made them superior. It's just made them a better organized class of criminals. But but no, he's on the mark. I mean, it kind of echoes some of the things Kevin McDonald said in his book, The Culture of Critique.
Oh, yeah, Kevin McDonald's book, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, smart guy.
Yeah.
I want to get your comments on the financial summit that's coming up this weekend in D.C. It's being hailed as Bretton Woods 2 or the Bretton Woods of the 21st century.
Well, I tell you what, frankly, I haven't followed it too closely. I know it's coming up, and I was kind of thinking about all the world leaders are coming to town, and I'm getting the hell out of Dodge. But I would just say this much, that this is just another example of how all of these power elites who are interconnected with the banks and the very groups that we're talking about here tonight, they come, they get together, and they call the shots, and the rest of us are supposed to just kind of roll along with the punches. You know, these are the people who decide the gas prices for all intents and purposes. They're the guys who decide the agenda for one world organizations, and they kind of hand it down to us and say, look what we're giving you. You're supposed to be happy with this because we're the smart people and we know what to do.
Oh, yeah, it's just arrogance on their
yeah.
part.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing about it is, these are the same people who've been running the world for the last 50 years in one form or another, and they are the ones who've gotten us into this mess that we're in the first place. So maybe it's time. Maybe it's time we transplant some brains. You know, maybe chop off the heads of the ones who are up there and put some new people up there. That's really what we need to do when all is said and done.
Yeah, the
clean house and Senate too, but more than that, all of the civilized nations, the peoples of the civilized nations and the uncivilized nations for that matter. Maybe we all need new leaders.
Well, that's definitely needs to be done. Now, I was thinking that you know, a lot of people are saying this is the end of the dollar, that this is going to usher in, you know, the Amero, or skip the Amero and just jump to the Globo or some other global currency. And people are thinking, well, boy, what, you know, this is really bad. I'm thinking, and this is just a long shot, but if there's going to be any kind of a thing as a global currency, that they'll just transform the U.S. dollar and make the dollar the world's global currency.
I wonder.
It's already the world's reserve currency.
You know, I was just going to say, though, I wonder if that's a very good idea considering the reputation of the U.S. economy at this point. But, for all intents and purposes, let's face it, you know, the United States is the premier nation on the face of the planet in many respects, or at least it's often perceived to be, despite the wreckage of the last 8 years. And, you know, that's what I've been arguing for a long, long time. The people keep looking to the United Nations as the force for a new world order. But I really believe that the powers that be have pretty much planted their feet in the sand here on U.S. shores, and they're saying, okay, we're using the United States to remake the world. So in that respect, you might not be far off, Mike.
Yeah, we are the new world order. I mean,
yeah.
I don't like that fact, mind you. It's just that we have the economy, the military force, and with the dollar sprinkled all throughout the world, you know, as bad as things are, you know, in this country,
yeah,
people are, you know, rushing to the dollar. The rush to flight is into, you know, U.S. dollars.
Yeah, I mean, it's that's exactly what it comes down to. That yes, the United States is the new world order, and yet people still want to worry about the United Nations, you know, and the United Nations is a convenient prop for the new world order guys to get people scared about. They get you looking over at the United Nations on the left, so to speak, while over here on the right, they're doing all the dirty work right here in Washington.
Well, I mean, on a simple way of looking at it, is Bernanke and Paulson going to step aside and take orders from Sarkozy? I don't think so.
Exactly.
All right, I'll let you go.
All right, Mike, thanks for your call. Interesting call. All right, we're going to go ahead and bring up Cage from Indiana. Cage, if need be, we'll hold you on over the break. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Mike. I'm hoping I'm coming through clear. I'm on a cell phone, so.
Yeah, I can hear you, yeah.
I wanted to bring up real quick in regard to the Duke Conference. You know, it just makes you think that it's not just about being proud of being white anymore. I mean, if you just happen to know you're white and you're conscious of that fact and you've been, like, say, a victim of, admissions, scholarship discrimination, employment, promotions, housing, even the subprime bailout. I mean, that's what that $700 billion bailout was all about, was affirmative action in the housing market. And, you know, it's kind of scary to know that they tried to shut that down at three different cancellations. I mean, it's if that can't wake up whitey, even the liberal-minded whites, you know, that are somewhat sympathetic towards, you know, what they feel are, you know, injustices of the past, they should be concerned about what's going on now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, it just it's an in-your-face type thing, and it's done with this this frenzy and this determined to silence any political dissidents in this country. And you know, the big mistake there is the more pressure you put on people, the angrier it gets them. You know, and that's what I say. You know, the Jews have always gotten themselves in trouble historically because they have no sense of timing, they have no sense of proportion. And they keep pushing people, And then all of a sudden it blows up in their faces, and then they turn around and say they were the victims.
You know, I always thought of it as some kind of a strategy on their part, but I never really actually looked at it in an evolutionary way where it, you know, it progresses and then it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it's just something, it's just, you know what it is? It's a bad habit. They have a bad habit, and, you know, bad habits can get you into trouble if you don't control them.
Right.
All right, well, we're going to the break. Cage, it's good to hear from you. We'll talk to you when I get back. When we come back, my God, Mark Glenn has joined us. He's going to join us for the last couple minutes. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Wrapping up the hour and the week here. Michael Collins Piper getting ready to take off for Iran. And sitting in for me at least some of the days will be Mark Glenn, who is with us right now. Mark, what's going on?
Well, first of all, Mike, I wanted to wish you well and to let you know that there will be at least 8 little kids in North Idaho who will be praying for your safety.
Well, that's going to get me back very safely, I can assure you that.
And if you happen to have the honor of meeting the president, please tell him for me that that my daughters, instead of having pictures of rock stars or movie stars in their bedrooms, they have pictures of him and Hassan Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah.
Outstanding. And I will tell them that.
And it's the truth. It is the truth. Of course, part of the reason that they have pictures of Nasrallah sitting there is because they say that it reminds them of me. But anyway, having said that, Mike, what I wanted to do, I thought that since this is the last night you'll be doing the show for at least a week, I wanted to use this as kind of a kickoff for a new idea that I have for at least the shows that I'll be helping to host while you're gone. And what I'm going to do every night is to read one Bible verse. You know, you see this on all of these Christian Zionist radio stations and TV stations. Now, I'd like to start off tonight reading a short Bible verse out of the Old Testament, that good holy book that we're hearing so much about these days. And this comes right out of Deuteronomy. It is Deuteronomy chapter 11, and it says, "If two men are fighting and the wife of one of them comes to rescue her husband from his assailant and she reaches out and seizes him by his private parts, you shall cut off her hand. Show her no mercy."
Damn.
You weren't expecting that, now were you?
No,
Should I read it again?
Do it once more, yeah.
Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 11. "If two men are fighting and the wife of one of them comes to rescue her husband from his assailant and she reaches out and seizes him by his private parts, you shall cut off her hand. Show her no mercy."
That's pretty nasty.
And these are the people who are running the world.
You know, that's the kind of thing you might hear Rahm Emanuel saying.
Well, I thought that since in the spirit of scholarship and theology and ecumenism, exactly, that we should do this every night, since there is at least a growing number of people out there who think that I'm crazy for alleging the things that I am about the connection between this horrible book known as the Old Testament and the things that are taking place today. I figured that once a day, once a night, something like that, reading a particular passage such as that might shed a little bit of light on the situation. And believe me,
now you're going to have me occupied for a whole week when I get back, because I'm going to have to listen to the archives of these shows. All right, Mark, if I don't talk to you before I take off, tell everyone out there I said hello and thanks for the prayers. Thanks to everyone for listening in. Appreciate your calls. I'll see you when I get back, and I will be coming back. That's a guarantee. If not, in this world, I'll certainly be haunting you and the bad people from the next. And that'll probably really be fun, because then I can do just about anything I want, because I'll be working directly at the right hand of God. All right, have a good weekend, folks. I'll see you the week after next.
Let me tell you why I take